Yeah, Coach. Get a. Everybody's on Julio watch this week. Update
that. As I said, I wasn't going to play the Julio watch game.
Sorry.
We'll make a decision at 10:30 on Sunday morning when we put in our inactives, and that'll be the last time I'm going to talk about Julio.
Can we get the injury report?
Yeah, we can get the injury report. Okay. The guys that didn't participate in practice today were Julio Jones, Roddy White, Harry Douglas, William Moore, and John Osemoah. They were all did not participate, and they'll be the only ones that will be listed on our injury report.
Like normally, the banter's starting to pick up a little bit. Some of the Saints guys said they're going to have a funeral for y'all down there. Y'all? You just got to keep your guys focused on the football side of it.
Exactly. The conference call this morning, somebody asked me if I'd heard it. I hadn't heard about it. When we play with one another, it's usually a very competitive football game, and I anticipate it's going to be competitive again on Sunday. We all know what we're playing for in terms of New Orleans and Atlanta, so it ought to be a heck of a ball game.
The turnovers led to 10 points in the comeback last time, end zone interception and the overtime forced fumble. Really important to get those, and I know how difficult they are to come by against a quarterback like Drew.
Yeah, Drew does a very good job. We've got to win the turnover battle. Right now, they're 1-6 when they don't win the turnover battle this season. So, I think that's probably the biggest must that we have to get accomplished is we've got to make sure that we don't turn the ball over. When we get an opportunity to take it away, we take it away.
With Roddy, is that the same ankle?
Yeah, I think it'll be listed as the same, yeah.
I just wouldn't know because the week before it was something different with him, but it's the same.
Yes, I believe that to be the case.
Matt was saying one thing he learned from Bill Musgrave his first year was the importance of the 1 week and the one game. Because I was asking Matt about this being, some might say the biggest regular season game of his career. You guys clinched your division titles pretty early in December in 2010 and 2012. And just your thoughts on, approaching this as – I mean, is it the biggest game of your career, or is it the regular season game?
No, it's not. It's an important game for us. We know what's in front of us. There's 2 weeks left in the season. We're still a relevant football team, and we're playing a very good team that both know what they have to get done to go to the second season. So, it's an important football game for both teams.
Coach, you all were able to talk a little bit about stopping the run. Then we saw Ingram running pretty good Monday night. You were hoping the defense could take some confidence from last game with him down there against the run?
Yeah, Sean wants to run the football. It sets up his passing game. It sets up his ability to throw the ball down the field. Ingram is running the ball very well. He's probably close to 1,000 yards rushing, and it's going to be important for us to stop the run. And I thought we did a good job last week, but that's really not going to have any bearing on what we do this week. We've got to go out and execute against a different scheme in terms of what they're going to try to do.
Coach Nolan said yesterday he thought that Robert McClain plays with a little bit more confidence outside. Can you just talk about that, how he's coming along? Because I know he had some struggles when he first came in for Alfred, but he made a nice play last week.
He did make a nice play. And, again, it's a lot easier to play on the outside because you got the boundary to help you. When you're inside, you've got receivers that really have two-way goes. But Robert's done a nice job. I think he's playing with more confidence, like Mike said yesterday, in terms of the pass breakup that he had in the ball game last week was a big one because it was there in the end zone.